Oh, we got a countdown and everything.
Oh, they're counting down, are they? All right.
Yeah.
Chat room,
I guess we can find out how off we are. What's your countdown at?
Actually, right now I'm just seeing the laser show. Where's the count? Where's the number?
Oh, you can't miss it. So I think maybe I'm 60? Way ahead of
I'm at 59. Are you way ahead of me?
I'm at 40.
Oh, you're like 10 seconds ahead. Try refreshing. See what it does for you.
Well, I don't think it's going to move me back.
It might. It may put you in a more buffered position.
I can try it, but I don't think it's going to put me further back in time. I think it'll put me further in time. Further forward.
I'm now at 4. I'm now at 36.
We'll see. Now it doesn't want to load for me.
That's being real funky for me. Hold on.
I'm at 20 now.
Okay, I'm at 23. So a little closer. This is an interesting little countdown, isn't it?
Okay. I paused mine, so I'm no longer live.
Okay.
But we should be closer. What's your countdown? Countdown
6, 5, 4, 3, dos, uno.
We're synced. I did it.
Whoa. YouTube keeps hitching, and that's going to really bug me. Oh my gosh, YouTube. Don't you freaking do it. All right. What is with the hitching, YouTube? We're going to be out of sync again.
I know.
Frick.
After all that hard work.
My internet's
fine. You have
the
perfect time for it, too.
My internet speed is fine. I don't know why it's doing that. I wonder if Chrome is being weird. This is weird music. No. I don't want that. Hold on. Oh, he's bowing and not saying words.
Hello, everyone.
Oh.
Hatsumi Kimishima from Nintendo. Thank you very much to all of you who have joined us here today.
Okay. We're hearing a dude.
And thank you to everyone viewing the presentation live online.
Oh, he's bowing. Okay.
Many people around the world watched the Nintendo Switch video we released in October of last year and reacted.
Oh, quite my lord. Okay, here we go.
This video provides a detailed introduction to the Nintendo Switch hardware and software.
Okay. Here we go.
I think we're on track now.
Yeah. Hold on.
Nope.
I'd like to begin by introducing the Nintendo Switch launch date, suggested retail price, and online services.
Oh, all right.
They're going right into it.
Nintendo Switch will release simultaneously on March 3rd, 2017, in Japan, the US, Canada, major European countries, Hong Kong, and other territories.
It is awfully specific to suddenly go general.
Yeah.
This is the suggested retail price for Nintendo Switch. In Japan, it will be 29,980 yen.
I don't know what that is. That's space points to me.
In North America, it will be $299.99.
Okay.
$299. All right.
It's not bad.
For the price in Europe, please check with your local retailer.
Take that, Europe. Take
next,
that.
I have information about Nintendo Switch online services.
Okay. Well, this is very weird.
Nintendo Switch?
Yeah.
You will, of course, be able to enjoy online multiplayer gaming. And when you use a smart device application that will connect to Nintendo Switch, you will be able to invite friends to play online, set play appointments, and chat with friends while enjoying online matches and compatible games.
Set play appointments.
All from your smart device.
Can Billy come over? We have the set play appointments.
Online services for free during a trial period after launch.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Then it will become a paid service beginning in the fall of 2017.
Paid service.
Oh, wow.
We will
Nintendo.
Provide additional details.
They're serious
on this
about
paid
online now.
Well,
on our homepage at a later date.
We'll see, right?
Yeah.
And I have an additional piece of information.
Here is my wiener.
For our past systems, like Nintendo 3DS and Wii U, we designed them using region locking, which limited player software sold in
sweet.
The same
that
region.
Sweet, that means region unlocked. Purchased.
That'd be great.
But with Nintendo Switch, we have revised our approach and decided that in general, we will not apply region locking to Nintendo Switch software.
Woo!
That's cool. But what does in general mean?
Here,
yeah.
I would like to switch
publishers
over to the man
can still
responsible
come in and do
for
it.
All software development for Nintendo Switch.
Did you hear he just said he's going to switch to another guy.
Mr. Shinya Takahashi.
Wonder if he'll make the click sound when it switches people.
Oh, what the hell was that?
Whoa! He did just switch.
I am Shinya Takahashi, and I lead all Nintendo software development. Nintendo Switch has inherited DNA from each of the many hardware systems Nintendo
Took
has
his
released
arm
today.
And became another person.
The Nintendo Entertainment
this is my
system
favorite thing I've ever seen in my life.
This is really good.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to be all stilted like this.
Super NES added the X and Y buttons and the L and R buttons to enhance the fun. Nintendo 64 offered the world's first analog control stick.
We gotta enhance the fun.
The fun. Guys, we've been here all night. If we don't enhance the fun by morning, you're fired.
We put a handle on Nintendo GameCube so it could be carried around. Even at that time, we were considering a home game system that you could take with you, but it seems we were a little too soon.
Yeah, you...
it turns out wires, right?
With the Wii Remote, motion control became possible.
I like the motion he did.
Yeah.
The Wii U control. Gamepad enabled you to play games off the TV. And now? Nintendo Switch has inherited all of Nintendo's entertainment DNA.
Look at that.
We have packed each and every one of these features into
this Photoshop
system.
Collage took
Nintendo is constantly
Takahashi hours
to
make.
Entertainment to bring more fun and more smiles.
Look at these stock
and
photo people. They're thrilled.
In 2017 is Nintendo Switch.
How come nobody claps there?
I don't know.
That gets, oh, this is, okay, there's your dock. There's your tablet Dale unit.
Ooh, show it slower.
Yeah, oh, yeah. HDMI.
Nintendo Switch is a video game system for the home. You connect it to the TV to play games.
Is that how that works?
Away from the TV, you just
watch out for ghosts.
Oh no!
When you attach the left and right Joy-Con controllers, you can continue playing anywhere.
What about underwater, Nintendo? What about underwater?
Yeah.
It gives you the freedom to change your playstyle.
Can I play in the shower in the morning? I love the translation stuff, man. This is the best night.
It's so good. Eat the ghosts when they turn blue.
The play styles Nintendo Switch
uh-oh.
Offer.
Oh, what?
TV mode. TV mode.
Did he just say TV Moto?
He did say TV Moto. TV. Right. It was everything I wanted to hear.
All right, Mario Kart confirmed.
Tabletop mode.
Right, that seems to be a thing that you would expect, right?
Yeah. Using the Joy-Con. You can now play video games in front of a screen with others, wherever you like, even away from the TV.
I actually think that sounds like fun.
Yeah. Mode.
Attach the left so this is where it becomes a Game Gear from Sega in 1989 or 90.
Well, I'm all for that, because their handheld console is what I've been most into lately from them. And so if I can get a handheld console that does all their games,
right then and there.
Chat room, we'll pay attention to you, I promise. I just...
But it will range from 2.5 hours to 6.5 hours.
2.5? That's bad.
2.5 hours is not good battery life.
2.5 to 6, he said.
Using the included AC adapter and USB-certified portable batteries. The screen uses a capacitive touch.
All right, so it is capacitive touch. That was a big question.
You can connect over Wi-Fi
for multiplayer battles.
That's like a phone, basically.
Yeah. But, I mean, what does that mean? Does that mean I can no longer play any game that uses touchscreen if I want to play on TV mode?
Yeah, there's a big question about that still.
What do you think?
I think with its three the last styles, bowl you put on your head Nintendo to cut Switch around it was too large. Play,
making it more active.
Next time, go for a smaller bowl.
And what makes this possible are the Joy-Con controllers. To tell you more about the new types of
back
play,
to mom jeans and to tell you about says Sector 7
software, I'd like pretty to accurate switch actually over to
general development producer Yoshiaki Koizumi.
Oh, is he gonna teleport?
Yep, he did it.
Oh, boom, James Bond is here.
I am Nintendo Switch general development producer Yoshiaki Koizumi.
Oh, this is great.
It's great to be here.
I've been watching Man in the High Castle and these people are all freaking me out.
Important when it comes to video games, right?
This looks like the guy that you wouldn't trust in a horror movie.
Yeah, he's going to screw you over. No tie, shirt unbuttoned.
Introduce them to you in detail.
Just follow me to my lair.
These are the Joy-Con set in the Joy-Con grip. This is the basic style when playing on the TV.
Okay, so that's a little controller in your hand, kind of. It's a little weird.
Now, let me remove the Joy-Con.
See, I was afraid they were going to do this.
Remove the Joy-Con.
Okay, now what?
These are the Joy-Con. There is a left and a right Joy-Con.
No.
What?
Each Joy-Con
heresy
has an analog stick.
Yep, I see it.
Each stick can also be pressed like a button.
Oh, what? Wait.
This Joy-Con has the familiar A, B, X, Y buttons. Yeah. And
okay.
Them is the home button.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not a fan of the home button, but okay.
Yeah.
There is an NFC reader writer.
What? Oh, that little... Okay.
That can read and write Amiibo data.
Oh. Well, wait.
Watch me beat up this Joy-Con with this Amiibo.
Please look at the square button on this Joy-Con.
Link has mounted the Joy-Con.
This is the capture button for capturing screenshots of your gameplay.
Okay.
In the
it's
future,
got a share button.
You'll be able to capture video as well.
Okay. Video coming.
You'll be able to share the screens you capture with friends.
This looks like Miyamoto, but in the first Men in Black movie when he took over the body of another guy.
And
like, wah, Miyamoto.
Yeah.
Sensors,
yeah. Miyamoto.
Am I gonna win?
And take a look right here.
Okay. What we got there?
There are
little
two buttons in the
rail. Oh, shoulder buttons.
The Joy-Con to the Nintendo Switch.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool, but I still feel like it's a tiny thing, and
design,
I say that as a small person with not the largest hands in the world.
You and I could sit at a table at BlizzCon, though, and play some kind of competitive something for, and we would have a load of fun with that.
Yeah, that's true. That would be great.
It wouldn't be your preferred method necessarily, but it's a pretty novel way to play.
So, Nintendo Switch comes with two controllers right from the start.
No, not really, but oh, fine.
Come on now.
And when you play with these Joy-Con, they fit in the palm of your hand, just right.
Like, just,
what if I need a second analog stick, though?
Yeah. They fit right in your hand, but barely.
For example,
especially if you're Donald Trump.
You oh, my Lord. What are we doing?
Release the tension from your shoulders and relax while you play.
Okay.
I love this.
That's all for my Joy-Con introduction.
I love this.
But we still have many things to share about the Joy-Con.
When's the part where it comes with ice cream? Because that's the only thing I think. Oh, he's going to do magic.
Yeah, this is great. Oh, I hardly saw his hand move.
Color variations.
Oh!
And neon red.
I don't want Nintendo ever to leave us.
Oh, oh my gosh, he is a magician. I didn't realize until I saw his eyebrows just now.
This is incredible.
and it has prominent L and R buttons for firm pressing. It's great for games that have you swinging your hands.
It's like reading the translation on a badly ported Japanese game. That's what this reminds me of.
I like a good firm press, so I'm going to want this. Oh, oh my gosh.
So a holographic paddle appears.
This is the type that will come. Sorry, guys. I had to take a moment to play a little ping pong, but I'm back now.
Oh, so you can buy additional.
The right Joy-Con also has a motion IR camera that can sense the shape, motion, and distance of objects in front of it. It's right here. For example, it can tell the difference between rock, paper, and scissors.
Why, though?
And it can tell how far away.
Because we're going to make an awesome rock, paper, scissors game. The world will never be the same.
What's this? It feels like something.
My other arm exists? Shit. What?
A frosty beverage.
Convey to you the feeling of ice cubes colliding in a cup.
Oh, the
You can even tell. One, two, three. The number of ice cubes in the glass.
I don't want this to end.
What has happened?
I love this.
This new sense of realism is produced by the precision of the new HD Rumble.
I freaking love this! That is so stupid.
With these new sensing and vibration technologies, the Joy-Con itself boasts an expressiveness that invites the player to pick up the controller.
So, wait a minute. I don't get the ice cube bit. It's got three different rumbles so you can feel three different ice cubes?
I think he's saying it duplicates the sense of that kind of movement as if you were holding a glass with ice in it.
Okay.
Two new games made possible by the Joy-Con.
I think that's what he's saying.
Can play together, and one with depth, challenge, and replayability. First, let's switch to the game everyone can play together.
Okay. A game they can all play together. Oh, I hear Western music.
Mario Party.
What is this?
It'd be...
It's a cowboy man.
Is he going to have a Joy-Con in his hand?
I guarantee it. I'll bet he's got two.
Does he have the red one or the blue one?
You guys, this is the greatest thing. Chat room, we're here for greatness. Why not?
Oh.
Oh, my lord.
Look at that guy. Are you serious?
Here come the Joy-Cons.
Yep. Yeah, because you haven't seen a gun yet. It's all Joy-Cons.
This is so much setup for the dumbest thing. Hey, he looks like a troll. Yeah.
Like a big leprechaun.
Yeah, he does. Hey, when are you going to go for your Joy-Con? Are they both good?
You got me.
Oh, you shot me right in the heart. My lip won't stop moving.
Tell my wife to find the gold.
What in the shit?
Oh, he went down.
Oh, shut up. You can just play this with the controllers? That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What? Hey, I don't mean to shock you. It's a mini game collection. Did that lady just do a Zig Heil?
I don't know what that was. Oh, so the cosplay community, the hobo community, the diverse gay friends community... This lady, those guys there.
This lady replaced her baby with a Switch. Let's see if she notices.
So this is going to be like their Wii Sports idea where it's... Oh, another guy.
Hello, everyone.
As you may notice, I am not a magician. Koichi Komoto,
the producer of 1-2 Switch.
My sleeves are weird as shit.
I am also the general hardware director for Nintendo Switch itself. 1-2 Switch...
Oh my gosh! What are we wearing?
The expressiveness of the Joy-Con.
What kind of what? Where are we? Who is this?
You will also enjoy my stint as the 13th Doctor in Doctor Who.
It's a brand new kind of game, one that mixes up new kinds of play that haven't been seen before. Your typical video game has you playing while looking at some kind of screen, right?
This is so Nintendo, though.
Uh-huh.
But Nintendo Switch can be played without looking at any screen. So then, where exactly do you look?
At each other, dumbass!
In the eyes of your opponent.
Okay.
Oh.
You look directly into the eyes of your opponent to play the game.
But is it the eyes?
When will your opponent move?
But that's the window to the soul!
Yeah.
Are they just faking? You look into their eyes to read their next move, and then you get to see them.
Hey, how's it going? Hey.
Hey!
Hey!
It's you!
In other words, what's
going on? Switch,
I feel like I'm falling over, but I'm not.
I see you found the invisible bar stools too.
Face-to-face interaction. So you can bring Nintendo Switch to parties and after parties,
I love
indoors
this.
Or outdoors, any place people gather or meet. And you simply, one, stand Nintendo Switch up. Two.
I like that they have a translator for everybody on stage. Different dude for everyone.
Yeah, they don't want you to get confused.
I think that's
and just
great.
Just like that, with these three steps, the place you're in becomes the game world and everyone is ready for fun.
It's weird because I feel like the concept of the Switch, a Nintendo console that's video game console and handheld in one, is enough. And it's like they saw it and said, nope, not weird enough. Let's add a bunch of shit to really make this super weird.
No doubt. I totally feel that too.
Thank you very much.
Also, no clapping in that arena.
That was 1-2 Switch.
I find that odd.
Everyone can play together. Next, let's look at a game with camera two. Challenge and replayability that uses the Joy-Con. A new gameplay experience is born. Let's switch to it.
Holy shit. I want them to do that forever. The new Nintendo thing needs to be snapping your fingers and someone disappears and comes back. Wait, didn't we just see this, but in Western form?
Well, now this guy and this lady are going to have to stare at each other in the eyes. The
okay.
Key is the eyes.
It's always the eyes, isn't it?
And then draw at one another.
Okay. For some reason, my video is glitching. Oh, gosh.
Oh, they're taking their clothes off.
Oh, no. What's she? Oh, what in the hell? This is amazing.
Hashtag Mondays.
So what is she doing? I mean, so you're aiming the Joy-Con, I assume, and if how does it know if it hits you or not?
I don't know. I mean, the thing that's really making me sad here is so far it looks like they're selling a bunch of minigame collections.
Yeah.
And that's kind of making me sad.
Yeah. I mean, what I ultimately want out of Nintendo is, I kind of want this, but is this the game? What is this?
There's a lot of spirals.
It's the new esports. But wait, is this not a game? Because that's game graphics. How are they looking at this? On what screen? I don't either. I'm very confused. I understand the movement control stuff and I understand all that, but where is this being shown?
Are they like doing this in real life and this is the game interpreting what they're doing? No, that doesn't make any sense. Maybe this is just test footage.
Yeah, what? This could be anything. Arms.
Pleased to announce Hello, Arms. Everyone. Am I right?
I'm Kosuke Ibuki.
Hello. I am
okay, so
Japanese
like
hitman.
Of the Nintendo Switch game, Arms.
Rotating their arms. Oh, it is called Arms.
Yeah, it's literally called Arms.
I'd like to introduce you all to Arms.
Next year, Arms. Legs.
Is a fighting sports game that uses extendable arms to battle.
Oh, Lord.
Extendable arms.
Where you hit your opponent with punches. but it's also like shooting, where you aim and fire at distant opponents.
I'm waiting for head.
To play arms,
I want groin.
One Joy-Con, groin.
Groin's going to be awesome.
It's a new game. You have an extendable groin.
Yep. Here's groin.
Power of the Joy-Con.
Senses your motions. So when you punch, your character
all right, so this must be facing the screen then.
When you twist your fist, your punch curves. With this, you can pursue a distant enemy.
With arms.
Yes, you with the power of a slinky arm, pursuing a distant enemy becomes a reality.
And by combining his and jumps, you can perform
his ultimate is called penis.
He's got a secret third arm.
Anyone can
they call him Tripod. Right.
But we've made it so that as you play more, you'll uncover higher level techniques.
Heil? Oh, I hear a lot of German references there.
Now, I'd like to show you a battle between two of our team members.
Okay.
Really got thrown off by the members word, but other than that, we're good to go.
Springman. His name is Springman. Did you see that? Some of the characters in the game. His name is Springman.
I'm rooting for Springman. Okay, just because his name's really good.
So this makes sense. Split screen, you're both looking at the TV. I mean, this is some Wii shit, really.
It's a very fast and active fighting game. They're trading punches back and forth.
It's a little chaotic.
You can guard in this game, but they're practically battling without guarding at all right now.
They're very bad.
Yeah, these people are terrible.
Oh dear. Springman is on the ropes.
Springman, you just called him. Springman is on the ropes.
Special attack. Oh, Springman won.
You should probably cap that out at some point.
Springman won.
Oh, Springman won.
What was the girl?
Alone against the computer, and you can play split screen against a friend, as you just saw.
Or an enemy.
Yes, long distance attack.
Nintendo Switch systems together.
This is Japanese Hitman signing out.
Of course, we're preparing online battles as well. The extendable arm fight game, Arms, will release this spring.
The extendable arm fight game. You guys are killing me tonight.
You know, it's a long-standing genre, the extendable arm fight genre.
It's finally getting the recognition it deserves.
Even head-to-head fighting games that demand a high level of strategy and tactics.
I hope it looks fun. I mean, I'd play that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm paying for it, but I'd play it.
That's the point. Yeah, I don't know if I would buy that game, but I would play that game.
Yeah. Oh, these guys. I like these guys. I'm a big fan of these squid people.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now we're looking at some games.
What's it called? Squid? What's it called? Spray squid.
Splatoon.
Splatoon. There you go. Splatoon's a pretty fun game.
I never played it, but I dug it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Like, I like the look, I like the idea, I like the art style a lot.
Really fun competitive game. And the fact that you can, like, get in your own color and hide in there, and there's a tactical reason to cover the map with your color so you can get under there a lot is pretty neat.
I don't remember if we saw the E3 where they talked about this, but I remember... Because it wasn't an obvious Nintendo game, a lot of people seemed to be ignoring it at the time. And I remember seeing it and just thinking, man, this seems like a really cool idea.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
And, it really turned out well for them.
Those look like Ultimates. I think they're doing Ultimates.
Splatoon MOBA. I'd play that.
Yeah, I'd play that. And the winner has the most paint everywhere, right? Isn't that the deal?
Yeah. Summoning rain clouds of paint seems like cheating.
A little bit,
I guess that's the equivalent of an ult.
Splatoon 2.
I just like the art style to this. It's got good style.
What the hell is this guy wearing?
Everyone. I am the
You may or may not have noticed, I'm actually a squid.
Research lab who has spent day and night researching mysterious squid creatures.
He's role-playing!
I've been researching a new variety of squid that was discovered recently. and today I'm here to announce the fruits of my labor.
Please tell me this ends with him spraying the crowd with ink.
This is so great. Seems there have he goes full Gallagher. Get out the tarp.
Turf War is their 4-on-4 team-based battles where the two teams compete.
Why do you park in a driveway and drive in a parkway? What? And then he hits the watermelon.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Have changed, and now you're talking my language. Used have also evolved.
Here, you see the latest piece of technology. This weapon set is called the Splat Doolies.
You know, the Splat Doolies.
I'm a serious scientist. Serious.
Yeah, he's been working day and night.
It's a fearsome weapon in the hands of one who has mastered it. And it appears the
his pants are way up. Which can be or is that a shirt? After spraying enough ground with ink, might be a shirt.
All brand new.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Surely with the introduction of new weapons,
it's a holster for his Splat Doolies.
New battle stages, we will see the emergence of new battle strategies.
I'm much more interested in this on a platform that isn't the Wii U, though, because the Wii U was just unwieldy, and if you didn't have a pro controller, this was, like, dumb to play.
Of course, yeah, you can use the controllers, but you can also play using the pro controller. You can play on a TV screen, and you can also play in handheld mode.
All right, so no touchscreen.
In either mode, you can use gyro controls to aim your ink.
What if I
it
don't
sounds
want
it? Like they are going to have games that just only play in certain modes.
Yeah. Jump, press the button, I think you're right.
To a teammate to instantly jump there. Of course, you can battle against friends and people you don't know.
This
over
is amazing. It's my favorite thing I've ever seen.
You can also bring your games.
I want every. I want all press conferences to be this stilted and weird.
Isn't Dooley's something in Australian? Isn't that what they call?
Oh, is that like a term over there? Oh,
yeah, like they kicked him in the Doolies.
I always thought Doolies was the... Splatoon 2. Oh, hell. Don't do that, guy.
Is planned for launch this summer. And again, this time, there will be stage and weapon.
Fire this guy. Also, your dude looks like a penis. And there are also plans. All right. What was I going to say? I was going to say that... I forgot. I don't remember now.
I'm very excited.
Everything they do makes my brain die slightly a little bit every time I pay attention to this. All around the world.
Stop!
Still as many elements that we have yet to uncover. The Squid Research Lab.
He's gonna do it again.
New details. Don't do it again.
He's gonna
no!
do it again. He's gonna do it again. He did it! Oh, he almost did it. Shit. All right. Well, that doesn't make sense. There's no ink on that thing. It doesn't make sense at all.
What squid do you think?
So this would...
new version of Splatoon arrives this summer.
This would be the... This would normally be what's-his-name had he not passed away, right?
Let's switch to this.
I can't remember his name. Who was that guy?
Oh, Iwata?
Iwata, yeah. This would be Iwata right now, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
If he hadn't passed. I don't know who this guy is.
He's a magician.
He is a magician. Oh!
Oh, look!
Oh, it's a Mario. Well, what the hell is he doing in, like, real town? I don't like this.
No, I'm all for this. Can he be, like... Oh, but wait. Why is he little compared... Why are there realistic people? Never
That's
mind.
What
I'm
saying.
I'm
That's freaking weird. Oh, my gosh. Well, who am I kidding? I'll play the hell out of this, but this is weird.
This is reminding me of the Sonic game where Sonic made out with that real human girl at the end.
This looks like a mod for Grand Theft Auto or something. Someone hacked together a Mario model in it or something.
Why is he collecting triangles?
Well, who's going to do it? If not him, who? If not now, when? It's a pretty Mario game.
It is. It looks good. Now that he's in a world where... Okay, wait, hold on. All
right, this is very Mario, this stuff, right?
It's like he's going to different dimensions.
Yeah.
If that's the case, I'm more okay with him being in real world. But there's still something... Like, I keep expecting Spider-Man to swoop down.
Yeah, there's something funky about this right here. Ugh. The ladies with the jump rope. That wasn't cool.
Watch Mario explore Skyrim.
All right, now you're talking my language. Uh-oh, Bowser. Shit.
He's become Odd Job.
Oh, he just did
he
it too.
He has become Odd Job. He throws his hat now. Oh, it's a platform.
Oh, shut up. That looks fun. I love a good Mario game, so I'm not... This is me being all in, but I'm a little freaked out about the realism joint.
Oh, they're finally getting married.
Finally. Oh, my hat. Shit.
Why is he hanging out with bunnies?
Some good boss action. You got some sort of... Whatever the hell that is. Okay, what are we calling this? Super Mario... Make a guess. Super Mario...
Dimensions. Oh, Odyssey. Okay.
Oh, Odyssey. All right. That's fine.
Oh, is his hat sentient? It is!
No way. He's Jumpman, and now he's Hatman. All right, I'll play that.
What has happened?
Hello, sorry for my appearance.
I'm sorry too, buddy.
We've been sorry about appearances all night.
Nintendo Switch hardware. I simultaneously have a hand in the newest Mario game, Super Mario Odyssey. This is the first time since Super Mario 64 and Super Mario Sunshine that we have created a large Mario sandbox world like this for you to run around in. The theme of Mario this time is a journey to an unknown world, and Mario has jumped out of the Mushroom Kingdom to go on an extraordinary adventure. I said unknown, but perhaps you notice some landscapes that look familiar from the real world.
Like GTA 5.
Liberty City.
At the end of the video, perhaps some of you have noticed some unusual eyes or something on Mario's cap. Oh, and right here. Right there. This mysterious cap, in particular, offers action that can only be experienced on Nintendo Switch. This cap character plays an important role in Mario's journey.
I like dumb stuff like that. I like suits and hats and shit. I like Mario and his sentient shit.
Yeah.
I have been on a long, long
journey. Whoa, he's Sonic down that hill there. That was cool.
Yeah. And all that time hanging out with Sonic, he's learned a couple things. Nintendo Switch.
I don't know how I feel about that city still. It's freaking me out. Countries for the very first time.
I'll be very happy when you can all join me in departing on this new Mario journey on Nintendo Switch.
Coming.
We plan to release Super Mario Odyssey in the holiday season later this year.
It's about what I expect.
Since the release is still a ways out, you won't be able to play the game today. So I hope to offer you a chance to try it out at another time. So please wait a little longer. Thank you very much.
You'll know when it's time. I'll come out with this shit hat on with the giant eyes on it. Don't worry. You'll know when it's time. Oh, what is this? Oh, monolith. What? What are they making here?
Oh, we got some sideways running.
Oh, this looks like that RPG everyone loved on the Wii. What was that called? I love yelling Japanese.
I'm going to try my best.
I'm going to do the best I can. Save the world. I love this world because you're in it.
Maybe anime isn't good.
Anime's not good. It's not good.
He's wearing Li Ming pants.
Yeah, it kind of is. I don't live in fear anymore. Oh, Takahashi, that's, hold on, Monolith, I'm confused. Monolith made, like, what was it called? I can't think of what it's called. Just tell us the damn game name thing! Here it is, it's... Giant space shark! Oh shit! Oh, Xenoblade! That was the one. Xenoblade. People love Xenoblade. Xenoblade was a hotly sought after piece of unit there, and it was really good on 3DS as well. I guess I heard. Okay, well that's interesting to me from a gameplay perspective. I'll play that game.
One of those characters made it to Smash Brothers, I think, so had to do something.
KT.
Team Ninja.
Oh, yeah. I saw KT and I thought Kel'Thas. Because I can't help it. Oh, Zelda. Right?
This seems... I don't know. No, not from Team Ninja, I wouldn't think.
The music sounded like Zelda music. No, maybe not.
Is Fire Emblem?
Oh, no. Could be. It's whatever that word is.
Yeah.
Anyone want to translate? Or is that just a logo? Oh, no. Here we go.
Oh, this is Fire Emblem.
No way.
Oh. What you just saw was Xenoblade Chronicles 2 and Koei Tecmo's latest game, Fire Emblem Warriors. Next,
sounds dangerously like a Dynasty Warriors rip with Fire Emblem characters in it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And there are currently over 50 companies working on games.
I'll let you guess which game is closer to completion and which one isn't.
There are over 80 games in development. So today, we'd like to introduce just a few of them.
All right, hurry up then.
All right, let's see the games. What you got, Nintendo?
Square Enix has already announced that they are preparing Dragon Quest X and Dragon Quest XI for release on Nintendo Switch in Japan.
Yeah, we saw those somewhere, video of that somewhere else. Patrick was showing it to me.
There is another Dragon Quest game making an appearance.
Dragon Quest 12. Heroes
1 and 2 for Nintendo Switch.
Heroes 1 and 2.
Oh. Are they
now take a look
doing
at
a remake?
I don't know.
Now look at it and enjoy it.
Now look at this. Stare at it. Consume it.
Wow, Dragon Quest really changed.
Yeah, no kidding. Atlas, wow. Are there people in the audience, or is this just dudes on stage? Or do they just not clap? They just don't clap over there for stuff, right?
It could be that. Yeah.
That's weird.
This could just be a video package, too. Although it's weird that they would have it. No, because they have a DJ.
Yeah.
Why do you have a DJ for a video package?
Yeah, no kidding. I feel like I don't know enough about what's happening there. Uh-oh. It's Flower 2.
We're hiding in the shadows.
This guy's cool.
I'm Vega from Street Fighter.
And these are my children.
Oh, there's a lot of Persona type characters in there. I recognize a few of them.
You think this is a Persona game?
I mean, they've got the characters from the like Shin Megami Tensei. They all kind of share characters sometimes, so it could be any of them.
It's not going to be like a Smash Brothers game or something. Like a serious...
I don't think so.
I don't know what that word is.
I wish I read Japanese. Yeah, yeah. We need subtitles.
We need translation, man. Okay, please tell us what that was, everybody. Other than Unreal Engine 4. So it was Square?
What does it mean to play your role?
What voice is that?
World of adventure.
I like vast worlds of adventure.
The places you go.
I'll turn that up.
The deeds you do.
The
ceiling cat knows.
Heroes whose tales you bring to life. Every road is yours to take.
This is an awful VO. That's really
Project Octopath Traveler.
Whoa!
Embark on an adventure.
What the hell does that mean?
That's an awesome name. Octopath.
Otacon.
What you just saw was the latest game in the Atlas series, Shin Megami Tensei, which celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. Development has only just begun, but they were kind enough to prepare this video for us today.
What video? The one we just saw?
And yeah, the other title is a brand new RPG from Square Enix.
Called Project Octopath Traveler.
A unique graphic style and sense of scale. Please look forward to additional information in the future.
That's it?
Now, let's hear from some of the developers working on new games for Nintendo Switch.
Please snap. Please. Do it.
To start, Let's switch over to this.
Yes!
Oh! What is this?
I am Toshiro Nagoshi from Sega.
Is that a person?
It's a persona right there.
That's a person, right?
And similarly, or a marionette.
He's freaking me out.
We will consider new games for Nintendo Switch, and we'll present them soon.
Okay, this is that translator from before. He's bad at this.
This new hardware
is this guy basically saying, "Hey, Sega thinks maybe they'll make games for this, but I don't know."
And I would like to take advantage of this new concept and create an interesting game. Thank you very much for your time today.
That was it.
Thank you, Nagoshi-san. Continuing on, let's switch to this person.
Let's switch to this person. Here at Bethesda Game Studios, and we're excited to Skyrim. Skyrim. Nearly 7-year-old game coming to this machine.
Well, I bet we have footage of this one.
Yeah.
We love to make games and worlds that you can get lost in. That you can make
your I'm not going to lie, though. I would play the shit out of Skyrim on a portable like this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If I can take Skyrim with me, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think this would be no problem for me to do.
I will play all 2 hours of Skyrim that I can get portable.
All 2.5 hours on that battery. If you're lucky.
I will have made my character by the time the battery is done. To finally work with Nintendo. You
look at all they've done for video games over the decades. No, we know, dude. I like this guy, but I think they're flogging Skyrim a little long. They're doing it
again. A little bit.
2011, dude. 2011. Get something all new. We want to thank them.
Also, Todd Howard looks like somebody told him a joke always right before he started the presentation, yeah. And he's doing everything he can just to keep it in check.
Yep.
Switch to this person.
To this person. Yeah. Oh shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that didn't go very well. Hi everyone, I'm Suda51.
Oh, this is the Suda guy. It's the Suda51 guy.
Yeah.
And the translator's not doing shit.
Today, I'd like to start. I've been invited to come to this event, and I'd like to talk about one of the games that I worked on.
You're full of gear lying. That's not what he said.
One guy from Santa Destroy who was born out of a tag team between Marvelous and Grasshopper. That's right, Travis Touchdown. He'll be making his return.
I don't buy it. I don't think he's translating.
Could you show the illustration?
Yeah, I'm here to do. I'm here to be a. I made a video game and I'm on the stage now.
Be coming onto Nintendo Switch.
These are my pants.
The title hasn't been decided yet, but
I don't know.
Just about a year ago.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm in over my head with this translation.
In Japan, I wish he would say something like that.
I've been exchanging ideas with the indie. Game community.
I like the chat. Yeah, it's gonna be No More Heroes 3. We haven't really decided the title yet. Is it a 3 after the title you gave the first two?
And I've heard that it's an easier platform to create games for, especially for indie developers.
This translator needs a better deal. This is bad.
We are expecting in a gaming development process.
he's like huge swaths of nothing.
One game that I'm working on right now will be something that will take advantage of this environment that it's easy for indie developers to create a game. And so we will have a game that will have a fusion of death matches and strong styling, sort of heavily involved, heavily influenced by pro wrestling. I'd love to see Travis running around in a game.
It's being translated, and I still don't understand it.
Your time today. It was Grasshopper Suda 51 signing.
I'm doing this the rest of the night.
Thank you, Suda-san. Next, we switch to this guest.
Holy shit.
It's a huge honor.
They aren't showing anything.
Representing the passionate and talented team at Electronic Arts.
Hey, these are French guys.
For me, to be on this stage is like a dream come true.
They have English.
Electronic Arts の
情熱あふれる
優秀な開発チームの代表として登壇することは大変光栄ですし、
I hate
that we have this Odyssey.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mario Odyssey.
Whole nother animal.
I've played games. I've been a massive fan of the Nintendo platforms, an amazing culture of creation.
He looks like a very tall guy.
So much so that when my firstborn
and
son,
maybe a vampire.
My wife and I gave him the middle name Luigi.
He's
初めてゲームを教わる時からずっと Nintendo のプラットフォーム。
I would play Madden Switch. I bet this is FIFA, not Madden. They don't give a shit about Madden in Japan. This is a Japanese presentation.
Yeah.
I would be shocked if it was Madden. If it's not FIFA, I'll eat my shorts.
So today, we are extremely excited to announce that the world's most popular sports game
yep.
will be coming to Nintendo Switch
FIFA.
Later this year.
FIFA!
Bouncy Booby Volleyball.
You will translate for me, or I will suck your blood.
If you don't properly say my words, I will suck every ounce of blood from your veins. You Ricky Gervais-looking bastard.
It's very difficult for vampires to speak in front of red screens. I deliberately asked for none, but...
David Brent, I thought I told you to wear a bolo tie.
The requests were unheeded. You stay in the shadow, translator. It is my time in the spotlight. Mine!
This is Victor's time. This is great.
It was his time 1,000 years ago. It'll be his time again.
Baseball is popular in Japan, but there's no way... There's no way it wouldn't be FIFA. FIFA's like the big international thing. It's the only one that kind of crosses all the borders, so...
Also, does EA still have a baseball game?
If you're at your friend's house, yeah, they have. Do they? They used to. Maybe they dumped it.
The big one is the show, which is the Sony one.
Yeah, Sony has the show. Then you got the Sega, the old Sega one. There was one other, the old Sega one called. Oh, what was that called? That guy's shiny. He's even in the dark.
His little back in the background guy. Yes, I would translate for the master.
Do not come out in the light.
Stay in the shadow. Yes, master, I will use the microphone to give you the words to the people.
We'll have much more to say and show in the coming months as we bring the world's game to Nintendo
Switch. Oh, not RBI, it's something else.
Thank you.
これから全世界のスポーツゲームを2017年内に Nintendo Switch に発売するまではどんどん情報を提供していきたいと思いますのでこれからもよろしくお願いします。どうもありがとうございました。
Is there clapping?
Mr. said if I did a good job, he would turn me.
I think I heard some clapping.
Thank you very much.
Well, the one guy, the grasshopper guy, said he was expecting a bigger reaction.
We're very
so.
Excited for Skyrim. And
yeah, Suda 51 is a nutbag. That guy, he's crazy.
Naguchi-san and Suda-san create.
And it's been a lot of people. Not a lot of games.
Thank you.
So, where's no Zelda talk at all? Oh, I don't care about Sonic. Don't show me that shit. Where's Reggie? He's not at this.
Yeah, probably because this was a Japan-based presentation.
That genuinely interests me. I really like that game.
Yeah.
I don't care about Minecraft.
Remember Minecraft?
Yeah, remember that? That's the hot new title.
Well, see, all this game stuff is the stuff I would have liked to have seen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Some Dragon Ball in there.
Yeah, a little Dragon Ball. You like Dragon Ball, don't you? You're a fan.
Yeah.
You grew up
on
that
shit. I mean, as much as one can be.
Well, look, you're a child of the 90s or whatever.
Sure.
So what's... Oh, dancing. All right. Great. Sacker. A little bit of sacker.
Camel Simulator.
This shit.
Yeah, do I have to wear a stupid costume if I want to play this game?
Yes. Ooh, Street Fighter 2 Turbo would be fun. Ooh, Bomberman, don't tempt me. Oh, Bomberman, on the run like that?
That would be good. Oh, what's that? I want to know about that.
Yeah, I want to know about this racing game. Was that F-Zero? Could be.
It looked like it could be.
Oh, Mario Kart. get the kids.
Oh, a boo in a cart.
Oh, 2K. It's the 2K game you're thinking of for the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Shooter McGee 2K. Oh, my gosh. What's all that screen? Oh, this guy's not done yet.
Hello. They kept me in the back. I was afraid of the vampires.
Both from Nintendo and a number of third-party partners.
What do you think about the rumor that Blizzard's doing today, something?
You Hearthstone. Some of these developers, would be my guess.
There's still many others working hard inside Nintendo original game content.
Or maybe even Diablo 3, seen as a lot of times it's pretty easy if it's already got a console port.
Our fans have loved. We will also play that on the go. New forms of entertainment made possible by the unique characteristics of the Nintendo Switch hardware and the Joy-Con controllers. Since we revealed new colors of Joy-Con during this presentation, allow me to share with you our Nintendo Switch product configurations.
Okay. These are like SKUs then. These are the ways you can buy them. The product Switch configuration. Jeez.
The Nintendo Switch console.
Well, that's a good thing to have.
And a right Joy-Con.
Okay.
Joy-Con wrist straps.
Okay.
The Joy-Con grip. The Nintendo Switch dock, an HDMI cable, and an AC adapter.
Okay. Stuff
the
I thought.
Pro Controller will also be available separately.
Well, you
done. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, but duh.
There will be two versions.
Yeah. Oh, two
one
versions.
Model with gray Joy-Con controllers, and another model with one neon blue. And one neon red.
Well, what?
That's ugly as sin. Yeah. Who wants that?
What kind of savage is getting that one?
We have shared a great deal of information with you through this presentation. And more details will be available on our Nintendo Switch homepage after this presentation ends.
Now I will go home and read my manga about Rape Man.
But first, I would like to ask Nintendo of Europe and Nintendo of America to share their messages with their fans watching around.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, so this could be Reggie.
This could be Reggie. Oh, he snapped again. Gosh, dang it.
I'm Satoru Shibata of Nintendo of Europe.
No.
Good morning, everybody in Europe.
We're not in Europe.
I'd like to thank you for getting up so early to watch. I'm so excited for you to finally know all about Nintendo Switch. Nintendo Switch has a very
I am not reading a pre-written statement from cue cards.
Where's Reggie?
He'll be up next.
So this they is
gotta,
oh, they're not
they save them for last.
It's not like a split stream. That makes sense. This isn't like regionalized. Like, oh, if you're in America and your IP is from there, we'll send you dynamically this video. They're just gonna show it all.
Yeah, they gotta save Reggie. His intensity will shatter the stream.
Yep,
and thus close it. When he comes out and says, Nintendo's got great products. I'm really proud of it. In closing,
products.
A new way to play, and a new way to enjoy your favorite Nintendo games. Live play. Yeah, and our bodies are ready. I hope he says it.
People are getting a kick out of the screen grab I did of the guy with the eyes on the hat. It's pretty good.
I will hand you over to Reggie in New York.
Yep, there he is. I hope he's hanging out with Mario, seeing as Mario's apparently in New York.
Okay, you're ahead of me. Well, there he is.
Shibata-san, and hi to everyone watching in the Americas. It's the midnight hour here in New York. The streets are quiet, but there's definitely something.
I'm wide awake. I took a 5-hour energy anally. There are a lot of blood vessels down there. All about Nintendo. The alcohol goes straight to your heart.
I was so energetic, I killed a hobo on the way in. You may get your anyway, buy Nintendo. Because Nintendo
Switch will be on display on if he doesn't snap, I'm out. In 6 different cities across North America. Before you can buy. So they're touring this, right?
You can find all the details on Nintendo.com/Switch.
You
have to show up early.
Nice eye switch.
There's no shortage of players who can't.
They changed my camera angle because I killed the other cameraman.
The reasons are now clear. First, the wider look we've just seen at what this revolutionary form of gaming and new ways to play are all about.
There it is.
Second,
I'm actually the demigod Maui,
which combined all the gameplay innovations Nintendo's invented and then adds to them. But of course, the biggest buzz is reserved for the game.
That was edited, so this isn't Midnight in New York.
No question, there's a lot in the works. But let's be honest. One thing is missing. But if you listen carefully, maybe...
He has a Mario pin. Look at that.
Floating in the air. Yep.
It's a fart.
There it is. The soundtrack for what's been far and away the most anticipated Nintendo Switch...
Oh, yeah, they haven't talked about Zelda yet.
Yeah.
Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
I wonder if that's only a big deal here, and they don't care over there.
Well, it'll be here at a special event elsewhere in New York tomorrow. But I see some sneaking
Hey, Camera 2, so you get happy Reggie. Camera 1 gets intense Reggie.
That's right.
Ah, hi, Lisa.
You're here early. You're playing the new Legend of
Zelda. I love when they do this.
How do you like it?
What do you want to do? Goodness. Oh, that's great.
Oh, it was questionable for a minute. I thought Miyamoto might not like it.
Just for a second, I thought maybe we were going to hear that it's not a good game from Miyamoto himself. I love that guy. I want to make out with him and hang out with him.
You're the producer for The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You know everything about the game. Certainly, you must know. When are we launching the game? Well, I guess that settles it. There's nothing left for me to do but to throw it back to Tokyo.
So we don't know when that game's coming out.
Do you have the answer to that question?
He might say it.
Look at those two.
Yeah, they're just hamming it up.
Shibata-san, Reggie-san, Miyamoto-san, and Aonuma-san, thank you very much.
And it's March 3rd.
If this was Man in the High Castle time, we'd all be dead. Thanks. Good night, everybody.
The Nintendo Switch launch is just around the corner on March 3rd.
That's really soon.
Yeah.
Tomorrow and the next day, we'll hold a Nintendo Switch hands-on event at the big site in Tokyo.
I don't know what to think.
And we'll begin taking pre-order reservations at retail in Japan starting January 21st.
It's all about what's a...
I hope...
I need more from America. I can't all just be Shin Shami Shimishu or whatever games, you know, all these like Japanese games I don't really care about. Oh, one last thing. They're doing a Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Before we do, I would like to humbly and sincerely thank everyone here for listening and everyone around the world for tuning in.
That's not what you do the one more thing for.
Yeah, that's not a... Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is the one more thing.
Okay. Zelda again? Maybe not.
Sounds like Zelda.
I want like Animal Crossing. I want like... I don't know what I want. I want weird Nintendo stuff I didn't see coming.
Maybe this is it. Maybe this isn't Zelda.
I want Mario Maker. I want... What is this?
Nah, this is Zelda.
Yeah. Because of that sound. Boo boodly boodly boo. Ah! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Watch out!
Watch out! Yeah!
Hello!
Yeah! I mean, I am totally looking forward to this, but you didn't even give us a date. I mean, this is a system seller, this game will be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the reason I will pick up a Switch.
Yeah, this is my whole reason. So tell me, I'm not buying it till it comes out, so.
History of Calamity Ganon. There you go, I'm Calamity Ganon.
Because he talks in this, right? Link does. Pretty sure Link says words.
Maybe.
Pretty sure I heard that somewhere. Dude, this looks really, really cool, so I'm ready.
Long
主の方はやはり覚えておらぬようじゃな。今こそ話そう。100年前何があったのか。
I like the style. Giant bosses, I'm in on that. Intestine boss, that's good. Oh, jeez. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that game.
Yeah, looks good.
That's your system seller. What was that little bit of editing there at the end?
I don't know. She's afraid of a tree.
Oh, there's a little...
Open your eyes.
Open your eyes. This is where Snake poops inside the box or whatever.
This is where Tom Cruise opens his eyes and he's disfigured or something.
Nintendo.
Vanilla Sky? Wasn't that a thing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That is what it was. I haven't seen that in so long. Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go. That's your Nintendo Switch. I don't know what to make of any of it. Like, I think the hardware is interesting. I think some of those games are interesting. I think that was very focused on the Japanese market. And we should at least take that into account that that was not a U.S. presentation so much.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know what that means. I mean, it's a worldwide launch, so you'd think that they would have tailored it to be a little bit more international. Some really poorly translated dialogue in there. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think.
I think for me... You know, I think Zelda looks great. I think the idea of the console is cool. It does more than I expected it to, which is maybe good, maybe bad.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that's concerning for me is that they showed so few games for a system that's coming out, you know, in under 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, March 3rd's really, really close, and they showed almost zero games. And the games they did show...
Ah! I lost John. What the crap? Why did that happen? Hold on, guys. Hang on. That's jacked. Oh, I think I did it. Oops. Hold on. That went just great. That's exactly how I meant that to go.
Hi.
I think I did that. All right. Sorry. You were in the middle of saying.
Switch. Anyway, I was saying that it concerns me that a console that we are so...
Are you hearing yourself twice?
I thought you hung up again. I was like, oh no, you happened again.
Are you hearing yourself again?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. You're good now.
A console that were so close to coming out and they had so few games to show.
Yeah.
And the games they did have were holiday 17 launches and, you know, so far away that it just, that's concerning to me.
Yeah, I'm concerned too. I don't know. I mean, The big knockout punch for me would have been something crazy like this is it's packed in with actually any of those games would have been nice. But yeah. If they just said this is packed in, not since the NES have we packed in or maybe SNES packed in a launch console with Mario and they could have had that in there and then Zelda coming fall of whatever, like go ahead and delay that if you have to. But if they said that was shipping with that new Mario game, it's a day one purchase for me.
Right.
I wouldn't even think about it. So if they're trying to drive me to buy it, that would have been their move. Instead, they're saying there's hardware on this date. It's $300 and there might be other stuff you want. I don't know, aim the controller at each other. Have fun. They didn't talk anything about the connectivity or their internet plan or any of that stuff. If they're going to make you pay a monthly fee for some internet PSN style thing, you better show me what the hell that is first. Because you're Nintendo and you're bad at this. So I'm worried about that. I'm worried about Nintendo's online plan with that thing. Because they've never done that right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm completely intrigued by the console, but I would just say that the thing that is concerning to me is the cost is a little higher than I would have liked.
Yeah.
They didn't show as many games as I would have liked. And they're doing they're doing some weird things I'm unsure about. But yeah. In spite of all that, I'm still intrigued and excited about the console.
Yeah, it's Nintendo, man. I was saying on, where was I saying this? DTNS yesterday or somewhere. I don't want to exist in a world without Nintendo. I need them here. And I want their weirdness and I want their like unique take and I want their innovation and all that stuff. So for me, to me, it's simple. Just Nintendo, you go ahead and exist in whatever way you need to and make a compelling experience for me for a price that it makes sense. And I think $299 is okay. I just need follow up with actual like quality games and good stuff to play and all that.
Yeah.
And they haven't proven themselves in that way yet. So, I mean, they've proven themselves with great games, but with this particular launch, like what is supposed to drive me on day one? And if that's not supposed to be the case, then are they just going to gauge early adopters through the fall? And then in the fall, everyone goes nuts and buys the thing because Zelda's out. Like, I don't know. Or Mario,
chat's
I guess.
Chat's freaking out, so I'm going to say it.
All right.
The chat, I'm going to save you. Zelda is a launch title.
Oh, shut up.
That's the thing they want us to know really bad, which actually I assumed, but...
Did they say it? I missed it. I was too busy laughing at somebody's pants or something. Did they say it?
I didn't think that they confirmed it, but... I was getting the impression that they were saying it was going to be a launch.
Oh, well, then I change everything I just said. I'm buying this day one if that's out day one. Like, duh. Of course. Like, why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, and that's kind of where I stand, too, is that I'm going to get this system for Zelda, so I'm going to get this system at launch date.
That doesn't mean
I don't have concerns, but...
Here it is. Polygon's reporting Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild will launch on March 3rd in North America. Nintendo revealed it during a special Nintendo Switch live stream. I didn't hear him say that. Nintendo debuted several trailers. Don't care. Switch version of Breath of the Wild will be comparable with the one on the Wii U, although it will take advantage of the newer console's increased capabilities. You'd hope so. The game is available to play during the Nintendo Switch hands-on event, which kicks off in New York this weekend. Breath of the Wild is the first original Zelda title to hit the Wii U. It was originally due in 2015, but Nintendo announced in spring that year that the game would not make it until much later. Okay, I missed the date. That's a big deal. So if that's day and date, probably going to have to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, how can I call myself a gamer and not do that?
Chat, I just want to say, we were talking through most of that. And also, I was listening to Scott's audio, which cut out any time there was other noise going on.
Right. And if so I went, and you did they hear how many times I went, ah, ah? I mean, it's our own fault. I get it. It's my fault. But, I didn't hear it. So how the heck would we know? I guess we should check the chat room. That's how we know. Usually I do.
The chat room. They're so much more well-informed than us.
I was riveted to the awesome callers and strange pants and things that I was seeing on that stage.
There was some clothes going on. Yeah. I'm convinced some exciting things are going on in the world of clothing in Japan.
It was in the trailer, they say. See, I missed it because it looked, maybe I was looking at Japanese characters and missed like the English numeric stuff. I just missed it. But anyway, well, they really are adamant in the chat that we missed that.
You will acknowledge that it's coming out day and date.
Okay, let's make it official. Zelda, Breath of the Wild, coming out the day the Switch comes out.
Hey, Scott, do you remember that time they showed a trailer and it had the date for Zelda, Breath of the Wild?
Yes, it was today at...
I mean, I almost missed it. I was too busy wondering what Zelda was so shocked about looking at a tree. But apparently, that was when they told us.
You're not wrong. Anyway... Thank you for joining us, everybody, and coming and hanging out. We hope you enjoyed our goofy coverage of this thing. I mean, I knew it was going to be goofy, but man.
I had no idea it was going to be that. That was a present that just kept on giving.
Yeah, it got a little stale when Suda came out and that guy could not say anything. That was bad. But up till then.
I'm a game developer.
Now it's time to switch.